From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Todd Burge, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Oh, thank you. Baby, don't you know how hard I need to let you go? But once a week I seem to need your fix. But your kind of fixin's like a wrench in the works, and it keeps my nuts and bolts in a mix. I'm up to my neck every day of every week, hoping at the end of them we don't mess up and meet up again. When Friday rolls around, I'm back in your town, trying to stop myself from hunting you down. I knew this would be a blue Monday since I hooked up with you last Friday night. I knew this would be a blue Monday. I got a lot to do. If I could just clear my head of thoughts of how I ought not do you. We both a bad intention of the sort we shouldn't mention, and we think until our faces turn blue. Hey, did I ever say how good you look in blue? Funny how beauty brings us back to some ugly truth. As Fridays arrive, I think I might die from thoughts about how I just knew this was gonna be a blue Monday since I hooked up with you last Friday night. I knew this would be a blue my anger and a bargain with depression, but still I can't accept it, we're through. It seems our love died, but our bodies denied, and we keep up all the bad old booze. So when you find me in my final resting place, don't bring me pretty flowers and leave them on my lonesome old grave. Send a donation to some organization helping one-track minds behave. I knew this would be a blue Monday since I hooked up with you last Friday night. I knew this would be a blue Monday.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host, here to welcome you to our 534th live recording. Of tonight's guest, No Depression magazine says, Todd is like a Randy Newman with a guitar, or like the late Warren Zevon, who could evoke all kinds of bizarre characters and situations. Tim O'Brien, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, says of Todd, Todd's songs just get better and better. We're so glad to have him here with us tonight, folks. Please welcome our guest to the Red Barn Radio stage from Parkersburg, West Virginia, singer-songwriter Todd Burge.
Time cowboys, listen to my song. I assure you won't grow weary as I won't detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go and spend the summer pleasant on the range of the buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin in 1883 when a man by the name of Crago came walking up to me. He said, "How do you do, young fellow? How would you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the range of the buffalo?" Well, me being out of work right then to the drover, I did say, "Heading out on the buffalo range depends upon the pay. And if you pay good wages and transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the range of the buffalo." Well, of course I pay good wages and transportation too. If you agree to work with me until the season's through. But if you do get homesick and try to run away, you'll starve to death out on the range and your family will never see your pay. Now with all that flattering talking, he signed up quite a crew. Some 10 or 12 in number, able-bodied through and through. And our trip, it was a pleasant one, all through New Mexico, until we crossed the Peace River on the range of the buffalo. Pleasures ended and our troubles all begun. The lightning striking on us made the cattle run. We got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow, and the bandits waited to pick us off in the hills of Mexico. working season ended. But the drover did not pay. He said, "You drank up all your money, boys, and you're all in debt to me. But us cowboys never cared for his corrupt, bankrupt town. So we left that drover's bones to bleach on the range of the buffalo."
Hey, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Mr. Todd Burge. I think we should start at the very beginning.
Well, I was born and raised in Vienna, West Virginia, but I went to school at WVU, West Virginia University, in Morgantown. And
Morgantown?
Yes. And really, I wanted to be a songwriter immediately. There wasn't a course in that. I took psychology and English courses, and then I moved to San Francisco with kind of a punk rock, alternative rock band that I was in, and came back this way, lived in Pittsburgh, and I've lived in Austin, Texas, and I'm missing a couple other places, but toured a lot in an alternative rock band called 63 Eyes, up and down, that played CBGBs and 930 Club and the college, you know, shows and stuff like that. But anyway, I've lived in many places, but now we're back in Parkersburg. I spent my 30s trying to get out and spent my 40s trying to get back to West Virginia, you know, so.
Well, I think that just about covers everything, Todd.
That's it.
Thank you for being with us tonight.
Good night, everybody.
I'm taking pictures of you behind your back. I once was told that doing that would make it last longer. I long for this to last longer. 50 years have come and they have passed, but AARP ain't stopping me from wanting to be with you longer. I long for this to last longer. Inside my mind and I'm out of my head. After years of this, I'll admit this gift has gotten stronger. I long for this to last longer. I long for this to last longer. Keep the beast in me away.
Do you think we could take it a little more slowly and maybe go back to...
What would you like me to narrow in on?
Well, that? I think I'd like to zero in on the very beginnings. Vienna, is that close to Parkersburg?
Yes, it is. It's just right next door.
Did you grow up in a home where music was a value?
My mother, you know, the church choirs and all that, we were, you know, United Methodist, and I started singing at a young age in church and hearing all those great songs, really, the hymns that the United Methodists would sing. It's a church about the size of this space. Of course, in Radio Land, you can't see the space, but a very small church, maybe congregation of 125 people in Boaz, West Virginia, is where we went. Mom was she filled in some as a choir instructor and played piano, and I watched my brother get pretty decent on piano, and that inspired me, my older brother, along with his David Bowie records. You know, there was a wild mix of music in our house. Mom was into Aretha Franklin and Jackie Gleason and Roger Miller and Dave Brubeck. Lots of gospel music too. There was a real mix of music, and my dad was into Charlie Rich and, you know, more country type things, and Johnny Cash and things of that sort. So we kind of grew up listening to a lot of great music and experiencing music firsthand in the church.
My name is Joseph, and my friends all call me Joe. But you believers, you may know me as the daddy of your Lord, but not the father of his flesh or the father of his soul. 'Cause when it comes to those, our holy father claims them as his own. Had a humble life since the day Jacob begat me, and forever I've been told that Abraham begat our family tree, and it grew out many branches, 14 generations times 3. Then it was up to me to start another branch, I'm sure you see. So I hooked up with Mary, and we wed right away. God, I pray to my baby son, I say, baby Jesus, give me strength to believe what the angel told me in my sleep, and I'll do the very best I can, but I'm just a mortal man, you see. And at times I wake up late, haunted by this doubt I keep about your dear mother, for she's mortal too.
So that was my wife's idea. That was Joseph's prayer to his baby son. I would meet up with these songwriters every holiday season. We would write twisted holiday songs, and one year I wrote Santa Canna Get a Down of the Chimney this year. It wasn't very good. And then the next year, a friend of mine wrote a song called Let's Put the X Back in Christmas. It was really pretty dark and beautiful song. I thought I'm going to have to do something really dark, and so I wrote a song called Merry Crystal Methmas. That song put me where I am today. And then my wife said, what about Joseph? And I thought, well, I can relate to that type of insecurity. So the song just fell right out, folks. Just fell right out.
It sounds to me like your parents would not have considered your tune that you just did, your Christmas tune that you just did, to be blasphemic.
Actually, that song is funny. It's funny about music in general. I found the songs belong to the listener. Once they come out of me, I mean, I can think whatever I want about those tunes. And I had a particular purpose when I was writing it. I can't really remember it exactly anymore because I've had so many different responses from that song, from devout religious people inspired by it to people that think that I'm somehow being borderline blasphemous, which I'm just telling a story. For me, it was I was looking in the Bible and reading about it, and I wanted some insecure chorus, and that's what I came up with. Depending on where you are, people will laugh at that song when I get to the chorus, or they'll wonder why people are laughing when I get to the chorus. You know that, I've had all kinds of different responses to that song, which is what, in my view, is what's great about songwriting and music in general.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yakey.
Just it's full of lies and heartache.
Once again for Whitney Aiky. Nice stuff.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Your best work has gone unnoticed. Your finest hours act in its age before beauty's in the eye of the beholder. The sole proprietor has soul searching to do. Someone is bound to reach out if you just ask them to. Sound corny, but one stalk won't do. It'll grow along, but never ever produce. So get your bees to buzzing.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Todd Burge, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Todd Burge after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.